There is naturally a lot of uncertainty about the long-term position with regard to the imposition of tariffs. The pharma industry is critical to the Northwest, as indeed it is to most of Ireland. Companies like Abbott and indeed AbbVie in Sligo provide really crucial employment. AbbVie has been there on the Manor Hamilton Road in Sligo since 1974, and they're involved in the export of pharmaceuticals into the United States. Now, we have to accept that the initial deal with regard to the tariffs will see the rate fixed at around 15%. And I suppose we all hoped after that deal was struck that there would be no more changes. People had hoped for a better deal. And therefore, it is concerning that President Trump has come back and said that this is just a starting salvo from him. And he talks of raising it up to as high as 250%. Now, a certain amount of this has to be taken with a pinch of salt. But at the same time, it does not help stability for companies like Abbott and AbbVie. AbbVie, for instance, have already announced at international level that they're going to increase their own investment in the United States next year. And that clearly is a response to the tariffs being imposed upon them. And it's not necessarily good news for Ireland, where they have over 3,000 jobs around the country, because we would have liked to see more investment in their Irish plants as well as investment in the USA.
Is it a matter of waiting and seeing how this plays out?
I think we have to sit back and see how the next 12 months pans out. The European Union deal was not a good deal, but it has to be accepted. It will provide some stability to the pharma sector, and that they will know the rate of tariffs they're facing for the next 12 months. President Trump's comments about the long-term situation are concerning, but it's up to the European Commission now to step up to the plate and, I think, take a more aggressive line with regard to negotiations with Trump and the United States. There are many ways in which the EU can respond to the US threats. You know, there are significant amount of exports from the US into Europe. And again, these can be targeted, particularly from states where Mr. Trump will know better than more in terms of employment levels. So I'm one of the people who believes that the Commission has to take a more aggressive stance on the situation, and I'll be putting pressure in the Parliament when we go back in September to take a more aggressive attitude, so that workers in the pharma sector can feel that the EU is fighting the fight and not just taking this lying down.